Proclamation number 4892 of 7th of May, 1950. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else shall be added unto you. Hear what I want to say to you about this statement. You can always rely on my fatherly care if you live according to my will. And my will is that you first think of the soul's needs before you let earthly worries approach you. However, the way you humans are at present, you will not accept my statement, for your faith is so small and weak that it seems impossible for you to be earthly sustained. For you put this earthly life first and only think and create for this. But I want the soul to be considered first, and if you fulfill this condition, I will take over the earthly care for you. This is a promise which I did not make in vain at the time of my life on earth. After all, I knew about the ever-increasing craving for matter and also about my remedies which I have to use in order to educate people. I have to let earthly adversity approach them in order to turn their thoughts towards me, and I wanted to give them the surest means to get rid of earthly adversity. I therefore set a condition: to seek my kingdom on earth, the fulfillment of which I wanted to reward with earthly care so that they could carry out the work on their souls completely unburdened. My words were clear and distinct, and they may also be interpreted as they read: I take care of all physical needs as soon as the human being does what earthly life is given to him to do, to increase his soul maturity, to develop spiritually upwards, thus to strive for my kingdom with all eagerness in order to become blissfully happy. But who takes these words of mine seriously? Who shakes off every earthly worry in order to burden me with it in full faith in my help? There would truly be no need for adversity on earth if these words of mine were believed, which prove my living creation's right relationship with me as their father from eternity and therefore also guarantee fulfillment. Only a few have created the evidence for themselves. Only a few seriously strive to acquire my kingdom, and I therefore free from every earthly worry, for I care for these few like a right father for his children. I provide them with everything they need, and my gifts of grace often flow to them in a miraculous way, because I don't leave anyone in earthly adversity who unconditionally trusts me and tries to gain me and my kingdom. For the others, however, my word is merely a figure of speech. They don't take it seriously and will not experience the fulfillment of my promise as long as they stay away from me and my kingdom themselves, as they strive to possess the earthly world with its goods and forget their soul in the process. They have to take care of themselves, for I have made my care dependent on the fulfillment of the condition to seek my kingdom and its justice. Everyone will be able to convince himself of the truth of my promise as soon as he puts the care for his soul before everything else, as soon as he strives towards me and is therefore embraced and cared for by me with all fatherly love. Amen.